Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Welcome to Sydney. What do you think of the place so far?
You know, I like what you've done with it.
Okay,
it's,
yeah.
It's really a really clean place and yeah.
Charming, really.
I think you could live here.
Really? Okay.
You'd be welcome to.
We will test that in just a second.
You got a spare room? We could test it out. You know?
Oh no. We've got to test to see whether Australia would actually have you, because we need to know how well you know Australia. But we'll do that in a sec. For those of us who don't know, now I know, Aaron knows, but there might be a couple of people listening who don't know who Switchfoot are. Tell us all about yourself.
I'm not sure who Switchfoot are, Chad. Tell me.
Well, I know where we're from. We grew up in San Diego, California. We're a rock band, and it's actually not too much different than here in Sydney, so we do feel at home here.
Okay, well, now we're going to test to see how Aussie you guys are and whether you could actually move to Australia and fit in with the culture, okay? We've got right. 10 questions for you, and we've also got a little book that we're going to give you as well.
The Aussie fact book.
Yeah, the Aussie fact
book. Only if you pass. You've got to pass the test first.
Right.
No, maybe it's the other way. Maybe you
fail.
I think
we're going to need the book.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So question number one, what is the highest point of Australia?
The highest point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing that I would think it would be Ayers Rock, but that might be like the tourist thing. I think it's probably some other mountain further. I mean, I don't think it's Ayers Rock. What do you think, Chad?
Well, we did see a few tall buildings in Sydney.
yeah, not close. Mount Kosciuszko.
Okay.
Ayers Rock's only a couple hundred meters high. Mount Kosciuszko is 2,229 meters.
Yeah, that has okay. a bit of a ring.
It's a bit
to
bigger.
It,
okay,
it?
So.
Yeah, well, we didn't win that one.
No, not that one. You might win this cool. one because I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. America, or the USA, has a landmass of about 9 million square kilometers. What's the landmass of Australia?
I'll say 10 million.
Ooh.
Seems a little bit bigger than the States.
It's actually smaller.
Ah.
It's I don't think he was talking in kilometers. We didn't use kilometers.
Yeah. You're
it
talking
was
10 miles.
10 million feet.
Yes.
It's actually about 7, so a little bit smaller than your
really?
Hometown. Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. Score update: 0.
Yes.
0.
Easy done. Yes. Okay. Janolan is a name that's related with something in Australia. Janolan what?
I think I had a Janolan parfait for breakfast at the cafe.
I had Janolan once when I was a kid. I had to go to the hospital. It got really bad. But, yeah.
Janolan is a town where there's caves. So the right. Janolan caves. All score right, update, right. Aaron?
That was my second guess.
So, okay. Yeah. Sure. So unfortunately.
Spelunker.
Still 0.
Yeah, it's yep. just okay, what date is Australia Day? You should get this one.
Oh. Every day is Australia Day,
mate. Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll give you one for that. That's
politically correct. January 26th is actually our Federation Day. There you go.
1 out of 4 so far.
Yeah, that's it. What's the population of New South Wales?
Kilometers or feet?
No, in terms of people.
Bodies.
Yeah, bodies that are still alive.
I would probably say 8, maybe.
8? Okay, between 5 and 8, we'll actually take. It's
right.
6 million.
Oh, 6 million?
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually 6,700,000, so it's about halfway in.
And growing.
And growing.
Ah.
Sydney itself's got about 5 million, so there you go.
There we go.
2 so far out of 5.
There we go. Okay, the next question. Dick Smith, what is he known for?
You could say anything and you'd be right, pretty much. So anything.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Cricket, no.
Oh, He must like it.
I'm sure he does.
I want to help these guys out. Give them one. Go on. Cricket. He's had something to do with cricket.
No, unfortunately he hasn't. He was the first solo helicopter flight around the world. He flew it around the world.
Wow.
And he also did the first Trans-Tasman balloon crossing back in year 2000.
Trans-Tasman balloon crossing, that was a...
Yeah, you would have got that.
That was
your
second guess. I understand.
Absolutely.
Okay,
here's
a good question for you. English is spoken by 84.5% of the Australian population. What language is second?
It's Aboriginal tongue, right? Is it?
Italian.
Italian?
You're joking. I didn't even know that.
2.3%.
Wow.
Yeah,
You're making this up.
I think so.
That.
Yeah, it's not real.
This is one you should get. What does crikey mean?
It's kind of like, we know it from...
Crocodile Hunter.
Ding! That's it.
Yeah.
Steve
That'll
Irwin.
Do. Good.
Created
okay.
it. So there you go. No one knows what it means, but he created it. So there you go. 4 out of 10. Okay, 2 more to go. The top 5 sports attended in Australia. Name one of them.
Well, you got Australia, Aussie Rules football.
Oh,
right?
And that's the number one as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
There we go.
Maybe that's two points.
Yeah, that's two points. Horse racing, that one. Motor racing, rugby league, and cricket in that order. Okay, and the last question for you. Which year did Australia win the America's Cup?
That would be 19...
I think it was more recent than that, wasn't it? In the, like, 2000s? It's fairly recent that they took it back, right? I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to say
1998. 1983.
83?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. So
6 out of 10.
How did you get the extra points?
Well, they were pity points.
Yeah. Thank you.
Six out of ten. Good work. That's pretty good.
I'm glad you found us pitiful.
Yeah. No. Look, we're about to play a song. We'll come back, have a bit more of a chat with you.
All right.
Tell us about the song Dare to Move.
Dare to Move. Oh, man. This is probably one of my favorite songs and that we've done as a band because I feel like it has kind of stood the test of time, you know, and it still means a lot to me every time we play it. I guess it was written during a time when I was kind of having a rough go of things. And for me, it's about taking control of where you're at and moving forward into, making sure that you're not just kind of sitting around and waiting for things to happen around you. EXO Day. Well, we got invited. We first heard about this whole thing to be a part of kind of a big day, you know, skateboarding, a bunch of other activities, music, and the idea of having kind of a drug-free, alcohol-free event, you know, and that's something that, I don't know, for us is something that's kind of near to us because music is something that kept us out of trouble when we were kids. And so if we could be a part of that for other people, it's a good thing. So we figured we should come down here and be a part of the party.
Was that just a trip to you wanted to come down to Australia as well, just because you like the country? Have you been here before?
This is our fifth time.
Of course. I saw you guys. What am I asking? You're in New South Wales a couple of years ago when you were there.
Yeah. We love it down here. We keep threatening to record a record down here, and it's going to happen one of these years, right, Chad?
Yeah, we'd love it. We keep trying to get a house on the beach somewhere with a studio, and you know that's the dream. Someday we'll come down here and make an album together. But in the meantime, we'll just keep playing shows because we love the response, you know, from the past shows we've done in the area, and it's been amazing.
How would you categorize your music? I know the Christian tag is sometimes thrown on bands, and that's not the best thing. And I've heard you say also in the past that it's not really a genre. How would you class your music within the context of being Christian as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where we've always tried to make music for thinking people. You know, as a follower of Christ, I feel like my heroes are the people that are seeking truth. You know, wherever they're coming from, the idea that truth is to be sought and that's where we're devoting our lives, you know? And so, I don't know, I think that's kind of, maybe we're truth seeking music for thinking people, something like that. I mean, whenever you start to devise genres and things like that, it eventually becomes just simply ways to separate people and sell something, you know? I think a lot of times we're better off just listening to something and kind of being impacted by it than trying to categorize it.
And finally, what's the core message of Switchfoot? What if you meet fans in the street, what are the one thing that you want to get across to every one of your fans? Or even the people who don't know you?
I think life is short. Live it well. Like, don't just skate on the surface. Dive into it, you know? I mean, I think that there's a lot of times that we get sucked into very cheap thrills and that's kind of, you know, I mean, that's kind of a universal thing that we all get sucked into, but that's not what I want to be known for. That's not something worth dying for, you know.
John, Chad, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.